Hello everyone, I'm Drew Mylan. So this is wishing people a belated Happy Canada Day. I'm always 2 days late. So 1st of July is the day it's celebrated Canada's birthday. The country is formerly known as British North America. Well, obviously a lot of North America was Britannic, but of the 1776 or perhaps 1783, when the UK recognized the United States, only Canada was left. So it was on this day in 1867 where New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, Quebec and Ontario, they united. It was Upper Canada, there was Lower Canada, and so on. Depends, I think, how far up the St. Lawrence River they were. Down and near the Atlantic, it's Lower Canada, there's Upper Canada, which was the school, Upper Canada College. And I heard the name comes from some of the European immigrants, whether they're French or the British, I don't know, probably French because they were there first, asked of the First Nation peoples, what's this place called? And the person said Canada, meaning like the village. And the white immigrant wrongly thought that meant the whole country. And how this is how these names come about. I see little mistakes. And yet these mistakes can then command intense emotional attachment, loyalty. People were eager to dedicate their lives for it. That word, Canada, Canadian, can mean so much to people. And it's true of many countries around the world. And I've come to appreciate the unimportance of nationality, race, religious group, and so on. It's about individuality. It's about personality type. It's not that these arbitrary groups that we divide ourselves into that change very quickly. I mean, we've been around as a species for millions of years, depending on how you define human beings, whether we're Homo sapiens sapiens or, you know, simpler forms of human. And these nations are identified for only a few thousand, only the tiniest fraction of human existence. And yet people set so much store by them. And, you know, I'm a little nationalistic myself, but I recognize how foolish it is to lay too much of an accent on it. But back to Canada, the second largest land area in the world. It used to be called Dominion Day when it was granted Dominion status as a self-governing country within the British Empire. Newfoundland was not even part of Canada till 1949. It's a separate Dominion. Australia, New Zealand got that status. Zuid-Afrika in 1910. I suppose maybe something like the Cape Colony prior to that. And then in Ireland, there was the Irish Free State for most of Ireland. Now it's now the Republic of Ireland. That was the Dominion of the Empire and so on. And India got Dominion status in 1947 and quickly some of them declared republics were no longer dominions. To this day is the Dominion of Canada, as in domus, a home in Latin. First of all, for the white majority colonies. Then in South Africa, which obviously black majority, but only whites had full, only white people had full political rights. And then there was that tension in the early 20th century. Well, if whites can't have it, how come non-whites can't have it? Are you saying we're inferior? And some whites were that racist. But fortunately, we've moved beyond that one. Okay, oh, goodness. So that is Canada Day. And in 1982, that is when the United Kingdom abolished any semblance of rightful power over Canada, recognized Canada's absolute independence. Westminster had not attempted to legislate for Canada for decades before that. So Canadians in Canada and all overseas, they also tend to celebrate this day. Well, not overseas, they're over land. They might be in the United States, the birthday of the country. But other people say, well, it's not really the country. Okay, so Nova Scotia's meaning New Scotland, New Brunswick named after Braunschweig in Germany, Quebec, which is the French one, Ontario named after Lake Ontario, and obviously more provinces were added. Remember, they're not states there. In 1931, the Statute of Westminster was passed, recognizing that Canada is sovereign, but the Constitution Act of 1982 passed by the Canadian Parliament went further than that. So it's a public holiday there. And the act that in 1867, which recognized Canada Dominion, was called the British North America Act, although the word Canada had been in use for, you know, over a century prior to that. And the lesson that the United Kingdom had learned from the American Revolution is if these people, these are people of British stock who settled elsewhere, if they want a greater deal of self-governance granted to them, and then you'll earn gratitude and they'll be pro-British and whatever, and there'll be happy collaboration and that will all work very well. So there we go. Obviously, some of the French and people didn't like it. Religious denomination mattered a lot of people in those days. Quebec, overwhelmingly Catholic. The other provinces mostly Protestant. Some sectarian animus, which fortunately disappeared in the early 20th century. And when the French province was conquered in the 1860s, it was said, okay, there'll be a parity of status for French and English. And to this day, this goes on, even though only 20% of Canadians speak French as their first language. A lot of Anglophone Canadians said, well, I had to learn it at schools. I was 18, but I don't remember any of it. But the government must do everything in both languages. And to work for the government, you must be good at both languages, even though not absolutely fluent. So I heard about, so Air Canada, when soon two pilots were killed or something, they put out a sort of statement of sympathy, and it wasn't bilingual. And so the guy got sacked for doing that, even though the two guys who were killed were Francophone. And into the early 20th century, there were some French Canadians who couldn't speak English at all. So there we go. There's that Bloc Québécois trying to break up Canada. I think they'll fail. They failed the referendum in 1989. They failed very narrowly in 1995. They're trying again. I don't think they'll quite make it. I hope they don't make it. That's it. Goodness, we're going to say, didn't that not settle the issue for all time? So Canada, one of the highest countries in the Human Development Index, and I can solve most of America's problems with two words, copy Canada. So that's it, known for its maple leaf, and until 1955 had, was it the shamrock of Ireland, the, what was some of the similar Scotland, was the thistle, some English rose in it, then Wales, some of the French fleur-de-lis on it, and so on. So Canada today is marked in the United Kingdom and all around the world. Okay, what can I say? So some people don't like Canada Day. I'm not quite sure why. So some people say who were First Nations people, as in of autochthonous descent, they think it's bad. Most of them are partly European stock as well. Goodness. So Canada, I've never been a planet together, but rather pricey. Rather adventurous than people I meet around the country, but country with sensible gun laws, sensible drug laws, steady economic growth, trying to do something about the environment, a member of NATO, talking to them join the European Union. But it's not European. Okay, but anyway, is it Euro adjacent? Could they turn it to the Euro Atlantic Union, something like that? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Bye bye.